This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Afghans began voting Saturday in parliamentary elections, which have been marred by chaotic organization and violence that has forced a postponement of the vote in the strategic southern part of Kandahar. Saskia O'Donoghue with Reuters reports.
Including the capital, Kabul itself, a suicide bomber killed at least 15 people there and wounded more than 25 others. Voting in the southern province of Kandahar had to be postponed too after the assassination of one of the country's top police commanders. General Abdul Razak was shot when his bodyguard turned on him, just moments after he met with the United States top commander in the country. General Scott Miller was unharmed in the attack. It's thought he was saved by his body armor. Only around 5,000 out of a planned 7,000 polling stations have been able to open due to security concerns.
And now, after admitting the Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi died in its Istanbul consulate, Saudi Arabia authorities now say that more than a dozen men have been arrested and implicated in the fight that broke out with Khashoggi. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
The Saudis say they've arrested 18 Saudi nationals involved. A Saudi official also told Reuters separately that the Saudi journalist died of strangulation, a chokehold, as his opponents tried to keep him quiet. This version of events doesn't line up with reports of an audio recording. The details circulated by Turkish media for days that suggest Khashoggi was actually tortured, his fingers severed. Reports that four American and European intelligence sources have previously said were partly confirmed by their government's own security services. U.S. President Donald Trump says he believes Riyadh's statement is credible.